going to skip ahead a little bit out of order and touch base on my let's go to the movies now and not at the end of the Solari Report. An absolutely sensational documentary that I just happened, sometimes I'll be trolling around Netflix and find one, and it's a flyer that I watch it. And to my very present surprise, this one was very fascinating and extremely educational. The name of the documentary is Hot Coffee. It was made last year, so it's 2011. It was directed by Susan Saladoff, who's a medical malpractice attorney of 26 years. And I think that's one of the reasons it's so well organized and documented. This is somebody who has deep knowledge of the subject. It analyzes and discusses the impact of tort reform on the United States judicial system. It premiered at Sundance in 2011 and apparently aired on HBO. As you know, I don't have a TV, so I didn't see it. The title Hot Coffee comes from a litigation that's very famous. It's called Liebeck versus McDonald Restaurants, in which the plaintiff was an elderly woman who was severely burned by coffee that was purchased from McDonald's. And it starts off with that and talks about the public relations campaign that used that very much out of context to try and instigate tort reform. One of the things it covers that is very, very informative is the is literally a campaign organized to try and sort of rejigger the elected Supreme Court officials in a variety of different states, and a campaign by the Chamber of Commerce to do that. And it tells the story of municipal Supreme Court Justice Oliver Diaz and the sort of the shenanigans around the judicial elections. And it features the very famous author from Mississippi, Griffith, who writes about legal, you know, sort of legal thrillers and mysteries. And he talks about the book he wrote that describes this dynamic. But what you see is the extraordinary effort made to get judges in place at a state level who are friendly to protecting corporations from accountability and liability through the civil justice system. One of the other cases it discusses is Jamie Lee Jones's lawsuit against Halliburton. But it's fascinating. It's very well done. And one of the things, reasons I wanted to cover it in this Solari Report is it describes the limitations of liability placed by this kind of reform on the healthcare system. And it's, I think it's each one of us on behalf of members of our family or other people we love find ourselves navigating the healthcare system, I think it's very important to have this as background, because when you walk into a healthcare institution, whether it's a doctor's office, a hospital, a nursing home, as I've discovered, you're really navigating an institution that's dealing with very complex and tricky liability and legal issues, and it's important to remember that. So great and informative documentary, Hot Coffee. Anyway, so that's my comment on Let's Go to the Movies.